Better Nutrition presents Talk Healthy Today, brought to you by Eurofarma. Visit them at EurofarmaUSA.com.
Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy, it's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Well, it's that time of the year when we start that holiday spiral, and before you know it, it's January 2nd. Then we get to play catch-up for our vices that occurred over the past few months, slowing down a little bit along the way, getting organized, planning maybe a little bit better, might just take the stress out of the holiday season. It is interesting how every single year, although we understand exactly the protocol for the October 31st to January 2nd craziness, we still get really stressed. We get out of control, we get burnt out, we overeat, we overdrink, we do a lot of things that actually have a lot of bearing on our health, and then we pay the price for it, you know, for a while after that. I mean, many people think that because it's January 1st that you just change the way you do everything and everything's going to be fine. But just remember, along the way, we've got the shopping, we've got the crowds, we've got the back-to-back diet-busting parties, we've got the in-laws, we got the family. And we understand sometimes why it's really not always the most fun time of the year for many of us. So going to maybe talk about some organization skills. And I think sometimes we have to remember that when you're in this holiday craziness, and especially if you're just out just doing your shopping, I think one of the best things we can do, and I think this is where people feel the most stress, is make a list. Have a shopping list of the people that you are working with and have a limited amount of money that you're spending on that individual and don't deviate. A lot of people go shopping early and then they go back out to enjoy the holiday. And before you know it, they're adding on more gifts and more gifts and more money. And you know, the bills all come in at one time in January and then we're going crazy that we overdid it once again. But keeping to a list is really a great thing to do. And I think that that really does make a difference. You know, it takes some of the stress off because when the list is done and you've got it finished, you're done. Because it really is about the thought at the holidays. It's seriously the most important part. The other thing is the food. We all are going to be going to parties. We're all going to be going to places where we're going to try to enjoy others during the holiday. And you're going to be going to events. You know, one of the best things I think a lot of people can do before they go to these events is maybe have something small to eat before you go. Drink a couple glasses of water before you go. Sometimes it will cut back on the actual amount of food we overeat because we're talking, you know, we're visiting, we're having a great time, and everybody overeats at these parties. And sometimes people will go to more than one, sometimes two or three parties in a day and in a weekend. And we can pack on some heavy weight this way. So remember, there are many things you can do that'll make things better. There are many natural products you can take that'll give you that sensation of fullness in your stomach so you're really not comfortably overeating. So maybe just stick with the appetizers and stick with the small stuff and stay away from the sugar table because you know that's where we probably make most of our problems. And the other thing is, obviously, this is the time of, you know, enjoying and our religious beliefs and meeting with people that we've been with for a long time. It's also the time of the year when we're finishing up the last part of our business and end of the year and reports and filings and tidying up the office and getting the managerial stuff under control. So the whole idea is we have a lot of things on our plate, literally. But how we organize those things can make things a little bit better. Now, I'm all about organizing our morning routine because sometimes starting our day off on the wrong foot can start a spiral of a stressed out day. Remember to charge your phones, hang your keys by the door, you know, have everything planned. Make lists. And if you want to keep the list on your smartphone, that's fine. But make a list because otherwise you will not get things done. Make a list when you send out your Christmas cards, when you send out your Christmas stuff, when you send your gifts out, when you have to go to the post office or UPS or FedEx or wherever you're going and you want to get your packages sent out, know the deadline so you're not running late. Get as much as you can done early and then you can actually enjoy the season. Now, for some people, it just works with paychecks and with things like that and sometimes bonuses and things. Everything ends up being more last minute. But if it ends up being like that, understand that things are going to be rushed. Understand that things are going to be sold out. Understand that having those lists at that point in time can make things a little bit better. So when people say, you know, sticking to your routine, we want to still try to do that as much as we can. One of the biggest things we let up on this time of the year is our eating habits and exercising, you know, and going to the gym and exercising. Some of the things you can do while you're out shopping is, you know, park farther away from the store. You may have to do that anyway with the crowds, and get in your walking, get in your steps. At least this way you're staying active, your cardiovascular system is still benefiting, and exercising really helps to maintain the stress. And for many of us, that's really important. You know, and the other thing is, do something maybe outside the box. How about volunteering during the holidays? That sure takes our mind off of some of the other things we're doing as well. You know, take the time to volunteer at a church or at a food bank or at a gift wrapping booth at the mall when all the money is actually going to a really good cause. Sometimes breaking up the monotony and the craziness can actually really take some of the stress, you know, out of the routine of getting healthy and trying to stay healthy along the way. The other thing is, cut back on your stimulants. You know, we over-caffeinate this time of the year. And a lot of times the reason we do that is because we get up in the morning and we buzz around and we have to get out the door. We don't eat anything in the morning and then we're exhausted. And then we're stimulating with sodas and coffee drinks all day long and sugar, just trying to keep ourselves going. I think one of the best things that everybody can do every morning is have a smoothie. Have a smoothie in the morning with your favorite beverage, be it almond milk or cashew milk or rice milk or soy milk or your favorite juice or even water. Some ice cubes, a little bit of fruit, throw in some yogurt, your favorite protein powder, and then get some things in there that we need anyway this time of the year. Some fiber, some chia seeds, some ground flax, and maybe throw in there some omega-3 fatty acids and maybe some greens. But start your day off with something with some sustenance so that you can actually have the energy to get through the day and you'll have that long-term energy throughout the day and you're not going to be walking around like you're when your cell phone is low looking for a plug. We're walking around trying to find the next dose of sugar and caffeine and stimulant to get us through the day. So starting breakfast can, you know, really make a good part of the day. It's more important than we think, but starting a breakfast routine is really, really important. Remember that caffeine, when you're not eating at all, can be hard on the stomach. And when it's hard on the stomach, it can also cause the blood sugar levels to spike a little bit and even cause some irritability. And we're pretty much already in that irritability part already. The other thing is, craving something sweet, try something a little bit differently this time. Try having more fruit. Try having something that doesn't have all the heavy-duty calories in it. Or eating smaller amounts. A little self-control, yeah, probably something we could all use because we do get out of control. And then we realize that halfway through the holiday season that we're out of control. And then in the back of our mind, we're like, well, in January, I'll get better. And then all bets are off. And then before you know it, we pack on another 8 to 10 pounds. It's not hard to do. And once you understand that, you know, that extra stress you're adding now, you're going to definitely feel it when you get into the new year. It is a crazy holiday whirlwind season with the gift giving and the marketing all over the place and the holiday parties and all of the things that start right after Halloween and Thanksgiving and all that momentum just keeps spinning till the new year. It is a time when our feelings of love and cheer and being with our family is also wonderful and something that we're all liking and that everybody's traveling and flying and more stress there as well. And then sometimes we all get home to where we're going or wherever we're going to celebrate our holidays. And then, you know, we always have normal holiday stress and family stress that just pops up every year. We spend too much. We eat too much. We're not doing what we should be doing. We go in debt. We got weight gain. And, you know, these are things that kind of hang with us throughout the year. So we want to make sure that we're taking the time to really get as healthy, you know, as we possibly can. It doesn't mean you have to do things a lot differently. It just means you need to sometimes be in charge of what's happening. Sometimes we put ourselves into situations that are just very uncomfortable. I was talking with some friends the other day and they said, we're going back home again. It takes us 2 months to recover from the negativity from all of our family. And I said, well, maybe this year you should stay here. You know, it is your holiday too. It's not just about doing something because you have to do it. I think our holidays should be something that we want to celebrate. And if you're doing something that causes nothing but disdain and frustration and stress and negativity, then maybe we as adults can make our own decision and maybe start our own traditions someplace else. Because obviously, if it's the same thing every year, we kind of wonder what we're doing. We also have to remember that this is the time when we stress ourselves out and then we lower our defenses. Our immune systems take a hit. You know, it's getting darker and earlier every single day. We're eating these terrible foods. We're sleeping very little. We're having more cocktails. We're more worn out. We're tense. We're irritable. We're cranky. We're moody. And our immune system takes a hit. You know, people say every year that this is the time of the year we get hit. Well, you know, we're exposed to colds and flu viruses all year long. But right now we notice more of it because we're more run down. We're more fatigued, more burnt out. And we have to remember that sometimes we have to take the time to be more in charge and more in control of the holidays. Because if you don't, the holidays are going to be in control of you. We also need to change our outlook a little bit. You know, we need to make sure that we're celebrating the holidays for the right reason. If your gut tells you that every year is going to be a calamity and a disaster and a frustration and a burnt out, stressed out thing, then you need to change. You need to change the holiday season. You need to change what you do, where you go, what you eat, and who you spend it with. You know, I think some people think that they have to do things a certain way, but, you know, creating your own tradition is a wonderful thing. If the usual family gathering is causing way too much holiday stress and you are well too overwhelmed to host or deal with the family, maybe somebody else could take it over this year. Maybe somebody else in the family can do it, or maybe you could just do something different. Try not to put yourself into a category where you're swimming and drowning from the very beginning and ask for help. That's one of the things that I think a lot of us have a lot of hard time with is, you know, we're used to doing it all and we have a tendency not to ask for help when we need it. Today's topic is dealing with holiday stress. It's important because it's happening right now. But I want to make sure to remind you about the people who make the show possible. Give me 30 seconds and we'll be right back on this topic of the important things we need to do during the holiday stressful period of time.
Got pain? Pain can wreck your life. Think of all the things you can do with less pain. Garden, play sports, hike, travel, and really enjoy your life. Curamin relieves pain due to overuse. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed. What are people saying about Curamin? The relief I felt was unreal. Curamin is absolutely amazing. Ask for the Terry Naturally brand Curamin at your favorite health food store today. That's Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. Curamin will change your life. Stop pain now. Does not interfere with stomach, liver, or kidney function. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Stop pain now with Curamin.
I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is Talk Healthy Today Show. And I want to remind you, stay up to date on each and every show by liking our Facebook page or follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Let us know what your favorite healthy habit is, then listen in. You might just hear it mentioned right here on the show. For more information on understanding the ideas and the principles of getting more organized during the holiday season and other health and wellness topics, check out my favorite magazine, Better Nutrition, at your local health food store. Packed with well-researched articles, recipes, and tips, it's an indispensable resource for healthy living. Pick up your copy today. It is fun in the holidays. I mean, we do a lot of things out here. We have wonderful outdoor events and things where people can really celebrate. But then you'll see everything starting from Black Friday, which is after Thanksgiving, all the way through. And I mean, the craziness that just ensues. I used to do that when I was younger, and I just can't put myself through it anymore. It is crazy. There's also a lot of people out there that suffer with SAD, which is seasonal affective disorder, this time of the year. A lot of people don't do well when there's not a lot of daylight, you know, and if you add in a somebody who already has some mild to moderate depressive feelings, you know, this can be a depressing time. If you've had a loss, you know, that can make it worse as well. Maybe you've lost a job. Maybe you're going through a time when you don't have the expendable income that you had in the past, and your mind is still at the time when that was available and it may not be this year. Maybe you're worried more about the money than you are anything else. Sometimes we just need to stand back and realize that some of these are nothing more than mental triggers. So knowing your spending limit, giving yourself something personal, getting organized, sharing the tasks that are important, learning how to say no if you're in overload, and my goodness, be realistic. Not everybody is going to have that perfect picture holiday family event. Pick some traditions that are yours and only yours and celebrate those traditions every year, and everything else will just fall in place. Somewhere along the line, we've expected a lot more of ourselves, or we have people that expect it of us because we've always done it, and we don't want to say no, But we need to make sure that, you know, we can handle it. Because every year we're a little older, and every year we've got more things on our plate, and every year we don't bounce back like we used to. And every year we have to realize to make that adjustment in our mind to keep ourselves as healthy as we can. And sometimes that means that we have to do things a little bit lighter and a little bit, maybe a toned down version, because you may not be able to have all the bells and whistles. Make sure you're getting enough sleep. There are amazing products out there for sleep. Everything that uses things like L-tryptophan and 5-HTP and melatonin and GABA and, you know, drinking chamomile tea. You know, save those dryer sheets from your dryer, flatten them out, and pick yourself up some lavender oil and put about 8 or 10 drops of lavender oil on those little dryer sheets and slip it between your pillowcase and your pillow. And then even take a hot bath in the evening. Sometimes the calming effects of warm to hot water, soaking in a bath with some lavender oil, put a little almond oil in there, and just sit back and relax and maybe make that your meditative time. Not everybody's going to sit down, tie themselves in a knot, and hum and have a mantra. Some people just need to veg out and chill out. And sometimes soaking in a bath with some really nice music, light a candle, and take a half hour for yourself. It is amazing what that can do to reset the tranquilizing part of how your body needs to focus. It also helps to decrease things like anxiety. It'll help you mellow out and help you sleep better. And if you're having trouble sleeping, oh my goodness, use some of these wonderful natural products at your favorite health food store. I mean, I go back and forth between some of the blended combinations as some of the individual nutrients, but I try to make sure that I've got something running through my system. I'm not the best sleeper in the world. And if I've got a lot on my mind, I am guilty as well of monopolizing my sleeping time not really getting the rest that I need. And you know what happens is every time I do it, I get run down. So, you know, you see this, and if you don't charge your batteries, if you don't rest your body, how are you going to be focused and organized and attentive and being able to have the energy to get things done? Now, people say, you know, well, what about eating when we're out shopping all day long? Well, there's always healthy choices that are out there. You may have to drive a little bit further to get to some place, but even fast food restaurants have got salads, you know, so you can definitely do that and at least get away from it. You know, stay away from the sauces, stay away from the gravies. I mean, almost any restaurant you can go and get a protein, you know, serving of chicken, fish, or even lean meat and vegetables in a salad. I mean, you can eat good. It doesn't mean that you have to just go to the food court and eat all the junk food and then get all the sweets and the cookies and all that stuff as well. You can still eat really well. And then at the end of the day, you can still go for a walk. So we do not have to give up our routine, and we shouldn't give up our routine. Because when I think you give up the mindset for healthy eating, we're going to give up some of it. Just don't give it all up. Keep some of that sense about us. And when you give up the exercise and the drinking water and getting a good night's rest, when we let all of that go, that's when we see the stress start to take hold. I mean, I've been at the malls before during the holidays, and I'll see people sitting in the food court, and they are eating just tons of all the wrong kind of foods. And you wonder whether they do it all year long or whether they feel that we just have a free ticket this time of the year. You kind of wonder. But holiday stress and all the things that go with it, a lot of it is our own mindset, and a lot of it's at our own knife and fork, and a lot of it is just the way we feel about the holidays. We either let down our guard, or we feel that it's okay because it's the holidays and it's time to splurge. Well, of course it is, but not every single day. Not every single day. Sometimes we have to make sure that we're doing everything we can possibly do to get our body as healthy as possible. And one of the best ways of doing that is to make sure that you have everything you need. That means organizing. That means shopping. That means, you know, getting your invites out. Because there's a lot of stuff to do at the holiday season. I have a friend of mine, and last year, his whole family took the year off. They just decided to go on a three-day weekend someplace where it wasn't even a holiday weekend. It was just a three-day weekend away. And they had a great time, no gift giving, no nothing. They just wanted to spend the three kids and the parents. They went out of town. The kids are all grown, and they decided just to go out of town for the weekend. And I thought it was wonderful. They had a great time. So it's not about what's under the tree, and it's not about what's on the tree, and it's not about what's on the plate. It's about the people and the family and the group that you decide to celebrate your holiday, whichever your holiday is with. Funny story, I've got a friend of mine, and they're a couple, and they have four other couples, so there's 10 of them that have been doing this for now 10 years. Outside of Las Vegas, where I live up in the mountains, they get a lot of snow up there, and they rent this big, gigantic cabin every year. It's a 5-bedroom cabin, And they rent it every year for the holiday weekend, for like a four-day weekend. They don't give any gifts. They take all the food they want up there. They have big fires, and they have an outdoor place where they have a bonfire outside. They go sledding. They go walking in the snow. There's a big tree outside, and they string popcorn and cranberries, and they decorate this outdoor tree, and the birds end up eating all the popcorn and the cranberries anyway. But they said it was the best thing they did. They all retired about 10 years ago, so they're in their 50s and 60s, and they said it's the best way they love to celebrate it because there's no pretentiousness. There's no overspending. They reserve the cabin every single year, and they have a great time. And I just think it's wonderful because that's a tradition. Sometimes traditions can be different, and sometimes they're things that we just really enjoy, and they take a lot of stress out of our life as well. The only thing I can say is sometimes you have to do things a little bit differently, and you need to make sure that everything you're doing fits your lifestyle, because we're not all the same. And pardon the pun, it's not all a cookie cutter situation. So sometimes we have to look at things, you know, a little bit differently. And I think that's a good thing. Sometimes people will bring laughter when they're stressed out. And I think laughter is one of the most amazing things that we can have in our life. That's why they come out with all these holiday funny movies. And I think going to the movies during the holiday season is wonderful. Renting movies, Netflix, whatever it is. But laughter stimulates your immune cells. It helps your body heal. We call it therapeutic laughter. But actually, it does actually make a difference. And it does keep you more awake, more alive, more vibrant. And it takes the seriousness out of this time of the year, because underneath all the hustle and bustle and all the cookies and all the good food and all the decorations and the ho-ho-hos and whatever else you celebrate during the holiday is that pending stress that a lot of people feel. People get overwhelmed and they get run down and they get fatigued. And I kid you not, some of the best things you can do is drink plenty of water, continue to do your exercise, moderate your diet, get a great night's rest, get help from your health food store for stuff to help you sleep at night. A couple other things you might want to keep in your arsenal. A good whole food multiple vitamin to give you the energy and to pick up and fill the cracks and the crevices that are created from a stressful time of the year when we're probably not eating like we should, but it'll help to fill those voids eating diets and eating a food diet, I guess, and foods that are denatured or mostly sugar. On top of that, a great probiotic and a digestive enzyme, sometimes with every meal. Eating different kinds of foods and the stress on your gut and that gnawing in our stomach, and people that just stress themselves until their stomach is hurting. It affects our bowels. It affects our elimination. It affects our digestion. A great tip, actually throughout the year, but especially this time of the year, is get a good strong probiotic and a nice digestive enzyme. Carry them with you. Take one of each after every meal. You will see a dramatic difference in the way you feel, the way your body digests, and you're going to actually experience things in a much healthier way. It really is going to make a dramatic difference. Book you might want to check out, Healthy Travel Tips, which is good because a lot of people are traveling. Natural Remedies and Unusual Tricks by Mary Lou Jager, which is very good. There's a great blog called Travel Savvy Mom. It's www.travelsavvymom.com, you know, because we'll take all the information we can get. And of course, don't forget to pick up your issue of Better Nutrition Magazine at your favorite health food store today, because those are good informational tidbits, great articles, great recipes, informational wellness topics that are relevant for today's world. And I think we need to make sure that everything today is relevant. You know, 'tis the season when a lot of people get stressed out, burnt out, and fried out. You know, don't be one of them. Don't become one of the normal holiday statistics of burnt out, stressed out people. Take control. Write things down. Organize your life. Take your vitamins every day. Drink plenty of water. Use your probiotics. Take your digestive enzymes with every meal. Make sure that you're doing everything you possibly can to keep as healthy as you possibly can. Life can be great. Holidays can be wonderful. They can also be stressing and trying on our nerves. So take the time to do everything you can possibly do to do it and do it right. And then enjoy yourself along the way. And, you know, if you've been doing something the wrong way or the family way or the traditional way for a long time and it's just not working for you, it's okay to shake it up. We have to make sure that we're doing every single thing we possibly can to get as healthy as we possibly can. And I think that one of the things we need to do is do it right and make sure that we're doing everything we possibly can. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is the Talk Healthy Today show on Radio MD, brought to you by Europharma. Visit them at europharmausa.com for more information on this and all of my show segments. Remember to go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Look for the Talk Healthy Today show page and check out those on-demand podcasts. They're available all at Radio MD. Make sure that you take the time to get this information. Listen to the podcast. We have some great guests, and they bring great information because today it's about education. Today it's about information. And today it's about reading and staying up to date on the possible choices that are available to you and the things that you need to be choosing from. Life is rough. Life is busy. And I guarantee you that we can make better choices along the way. I hope you'll take the time to do things in a positive way and enjoy your holiday season. Maybe some tips today might have made just a big difference for you. I hope you'll take the time to start your own traditions. But remember, take a step back. If you're in over your head, try another road. If you're burnt out, ask for help. If you're exhausted, get more sleep. Think about what you're putting on your plate. Think about what you're eating. Think about your drinking. Have I had my water? Have I gone for a walk today? Am I doing the things I should be doing? Am I taking my supplements? Remind yourself, because these are the things that are going to get you through the holiday season in a really healthy way. I thank you all for listening. Stay well.